It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, man? How you doing?
If you found a bag full of cash, like let's say a duffel bag full of $500,000, would you keep it or would you turn it into the authorities?
Ooh, how much?
$500,000. Actually, no, let's say you find a backpack full of $50,000.
$50,000.
In a backpack sitting on a dumpster lid for some reason. I don't know. It's a backpack you found at $50,000. Do you return it?
It's life-changing money, man. God, it's so tough. See, if you keep the money, obviously you're going to benefit from it. You got money.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna I would feel like a piece of trash.
Yep.
I would feel bad.
Now,
see, that's a tough one, man.
But what if the money belonged to a bad guy, a drug dealer?
And I knew it?
Well, you didn't know it, though. But that's what you could either assume that it belongs to someone good, or you'd be like, oh, well, no, maybe it's this kind of money laying around. It's got to be like drug money.
Still a tough decision, man. If I knew it was from a drug dealer, I would keep it.
Okay.
But you said it. I don't know.
Don't know.
You know, man, I really believe in karma.
Yeah.
I really believe in stuff like that. I would have to turn it in.
Okay.
I think I would. Yeah, I think
maybe
I would.
Get a little reward, $500,
$1,000
reward.
I mean, you can hope, yeah. But that's all you got. It's not like you can ask.
No, see, because here's the thing. It could work out for you because if it does belong to a drug dealer, he's going to have to come in. Let's say you take it to the police station. They put it out there. Hey, did you lose a duffel bag worth $50,000? Someone may not claim it. Then you get to keep it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very true.
So I bring this up because a Brinks truck, right? You know the Brinks trucks, armored trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it accidentally opened up and spilled cash all over a highway in East Rutherford, New Jersey yesterday.
God.
And chaos ensued. The driver got out of the truck, ran across the highway trying to pick up cash. Then other drivers started realizing what happened. They got out of their cars to grab some money. Ended up causing two crashes. People stopped in the middle of the highway. But it's not free money. The thing is, if you took the cash, you can't turn it in.
Because they're all marked.
Yeah, it's marked. It's not like you can just keep that money.
Yeah, they take those serial numbers.
Everything is marked there. And I don't see why people think, oh my God, I can keep this money. No, moron, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't keep that money.
I mean, technically, you really can. I mean, you can keep it and spend it. It's not like the guy at the gas station is going to be checking for those serial numbers.
Exactly. It's not. But if you're all of a sudden you got to, there's a good chance though that it's going to get dinged and you'll probably get busted.
Right.
More than likely,
it'll come back to you, especially with like security footage.
Yep.
All that stuff going on.
But see, this goes into the question.
Hey.
Now, if you're stopping to get the money to help the guy out, all right, you're a good person. But if you're stopping in the middle of the highway to grab this cash, you're kind of a piece of crap,
in my
opinion.
It just kind of proves, man, what money is to people, man.
Dude, I really do believe money is the root of all evil. I don't have a problem saying that. That's not me trying to be holier than thou because I love money. All right? Money can buy happiness, in my honest opinion. It can. All right? It can also cause a lot of problems. But, you know, if I had a brand new bass boat and my house paid off and not worried about bills, I'm going to be pretty damn happy.
Yeah.
A couple jet skis in the garage. I'm going to be a happy guy.
How do you feel about this? I have no idea how much money I have. I have no idea how much money I have in the bank.
I think that's terrible.
I haven't checked it. I mean, I'll deposit, but I haven't checked my bank slip. Year and a half, 2 years?
I don't think that's good.
No?
To me, because I keep very close eye on my finances. One, because if anything happens, theft, anything like that.
That's the only thing that really, really bothers me.
But also,
but my bank takes care of that.
Yeah, they do. And you're going to be called if anything does happen. But I like to see where my money is going. I also like to see where I can make adjustments in my life. Right. Say, boy, I went out to eat 3 times last week, and you don't think about it because you just swipe.
Yeah,
I'm much more like the other day.
I'm a swiper, man.
Yeah, and well, I do too. I never have cash on me, but that's why I check my bank statement. Mm-hmm. I pretty much log into my banks each day.
Mm-hmm.
Double check. Okay, see this. All right, oh, good. This bill came out. All right, good. That bill came out. We're good. We're good there. Because sometimes it changes. Also, make sure I know what's happening with my finances. Because, example, the other day, I cashed a check after a live broadcast that we did. All right, got my check, got my money. Well, Kiki asked me to pick up cigarettes, and even though I don't smoke, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I bought 2 packs, $16 for these two packs of smokes. I tell you, you really think about your finances when you just give someone a $20 bill and you get $3 in change back. So I'm very, not saying I don't buy the stuff I want to buy. I don't, you know, yeah, I'll go out, have dinner, I'll take care of this, I'll do that. But I'm also very conscientious about where my money is going. Yeah. I am constantly staying up to date on that because I think it's just good to kind of watch where you're spending and what you're spending.
I just won't let it run my life, man. I made a decision a long, long, long time ago. I don't know if it was a good or a bad decision. Mm-hmm. So far, it's worked out for me, man. I don't look at my bank statements. I don't let money run my life, man.
I don't think it's about running your life though, because you got to be. Think, are you setting yourself up for retirement? Do you do a 401k?
See, like
do
like you the invest? Planning ahead thing. See, saving money, planning ahead. Like I understand that. I know you have to do that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You're not guaranteed to be here tomorrow.
No, that's true.
You're not guaranteed another hour.
But I'd also like to set up my wife.
Right.
You know, so my 401k, and I'm planning for my future. I hope it works out. Yeah, I could be hit by a bus tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's why. You know, I still am one of those. I do the 24-hour rule because I also have done frivolous purchases. And the older I get, the better I am about watching, making sure I buy the right things. I'm not just wasting money for the sake of wasting money. Yeah. And again, it's your money. You do what you want. I'm going to say wasting is a bad word. I shouldn't say that because if you want something, go ahead, buy it. It's your money. It's your prerogative. What I've done more now is being better financially equipped for the lifestyle I want to live, if that makes sense.
You know what I mean? You manage it, right?
I'm planning. Like, this past summer was very beneficial for me with all the live broadcasts we did. Because of that and because of saving, I saved all of the money I made. I was able to pay for that trip to Ireland without using credit,
right,
a line of credit. My big thing is getting away from any kind of debt. Mm-hmm. That's, I hate having debt. I hate the fact that I got a car payment right now because I like being financially stable and knowing where my money's going. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at with that, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. See, yeah. I'm not struggling.
No.
You know, I'm not wearing raggy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not looking for the next pop can to pick up so I can, you know, make it to work. So money to me is it's a piece of paper. I mean, it's a common thing that everybody says that we all agree on that, okay, it's worth this much money or it's worth this much to whatever it is. You can buy this, you can buy that. It's just the currency thing just blows my mind and how easily people are sucked into it, and the more I really believe the more money you make, the more you get sucked into it and live that lifestyle. Like, dude, I honestly believe that I could drop everything I have, clothes, car, I got a bug out bag, and I feel like I can just put that bag on and start walking and survive and be fine.
You can't even kill animals. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true. Damn it.
All right, you'll be a gatherer.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Well, okay, but on that same coin, let's say you were unable to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right, boom, you can't DJ and you can't do this.
Yeah.
How are you going to, financially, how long do you think you could last?
Financially?
That's what I mean. So you kind of got to set it up that way, and that's kind of what I look at. And I hate to live that way, but that is just the world we live in. I'd love to say that everything's fine, money doesn't matter, but it does matter. I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying about how people get sucked in because I'm making this. I have to make this much money to live a happy life.
This certain type of life.
I have to have this kind of truck, or I have to wear this kind of designer clothing, which I think is ridiculous. You know me.
That's materialistic. That's, I hate it.
And I am that way, but that's also why I watch where my money is going, and I'm very particular. That's why I go to Walmart. That's why I buy great value. I don't buy name brand stuff, you know? All right, I got chips for the last party we had. You know what? I looked at the bags of chips. Great value brand chips were a better value, $1.98, and I got more for what it was. By watching your money, by watching what you spend, I think is a good thing. That's why I disagree with you not looking at your statement, because let me
reiterate what I said though.
Okay.
So I have an idea.
Yeah.
So I have a certain number in my head.
Yep.
That's a cushion for me.
Okay.
You know, whether it's a couple grand, whether it's 10 grand, whether it's 20 grand, whoever you are, it's different.
Yep.
So
yep.
You know that cushion. You have that cushion. I know that I have that cushion in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so any other money that goes into the bank, I just don't care. I just don't. I know I have that cushion. So any check I put into the bank, any cash, anything I put into the bank, I'm like, okay, it's going to add to the cushion.
Yep.
Maybe I don't have as much cushion because I've been on Amazon Prime all night. Yeah. You know? So it's like I have an idea in my head. Yeah. I don't know the exact number. I know kind of the vicinity of where I'm at. of how much I'm worth.
Yep.
But I just don't. I don't look at it. I don't let it run my life. I don't let it bother me.
Yep.
There was one time, probably 12 years ago, I swiped my card, denied.
Yeah.
Swipe my card, denied. I'm like, dude, there's no way.
Yep.
There's no way. And I checked my bank statement. I'm like, I have money, right?
Yep.
Didn't. I had zero money.
I think you should check at least once a week. For you, I know you don't like doing that, but you should probably check once a week. I could tell you what's in all three of my bank accounts right now. Not to the exact dime,
yeah.
But I have a very close number of each one because I check every single day just because I watch. But I don't know. I guess
it's
maybe
a weird thing. People are different, man. And another opinion I have, if you make money for what? To save it? My opinion, I make money to spend it.
Yeah, but
You're working your ass off,
but now if you're an old guy, now you're going to have to keep working to an older age if you're not good about saving and setting yourself up. Like me, I want to be retired by the time I'm 55. That seems crazy.
If you make it to 55.
If I make it to 55. But if I do, then I'm set. Now, let's say you don't save, and now you're 70 years old. You're like Pat Mooney. Granted, Pat's got more money he knows what to do with. We all know that.
Right, right.
His face is everywhere. He's fine. I don't know what he's still doing here. I think he's just bored. But, you know, I also see old people now that, you know, didn't do a good job investing, that they're still, it breaks my heart when you see an old guy greeting
struggling
at Walmart because they need money to pay because Social Security's not good enough. I want to avoid that.
Yeah.
Check your damn bank statement for guts.
No, I like the way I live.
I'm going to set up a nice checks and balances for you. Right. It's going to be great.
Oh. You know what? Spend the money you make.
You go to work every day.
You do the 9 to 5. And what are you doing it for? I understand you want your kids to live great. You want your kids. Here's another thing. Your kids are going to get a job when they're old enough.
Yeah.
And they're going to start working for their kids.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, what are you doing?
That's why I'm not having kids. Little bastards in my money. I ain't paying for anybody else.
It's not bad.
I'm going to tell my toddler, go get your work. Go get a job.
Yeah.
You bum.
It's a weird thing, man.
I will say, I'm glad you took my advice and went to Walmart and got those tall tees at a great price. You could have went to a big and tall store, spent way too much money. No, you found it at Walmart.
You know what? I don't have to check my bank statement because I'm not worried about it.
And what you do is you spend it. You go, oh, look, I can buy more because I checked my statement and I know. I like this. What were we even talking? I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, if you found a duffel bag.
You're right.
With about $50,000. All right. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday at 107.1 on your FM dial. Check out more WIRX.com where you heard this podcast and get the full WIRX experience and go check your bank statement.
And by the way, I have bank at Honor Credit Union. So.
Honor motherfucking Honor.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.